Best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Cann's on the line from Eau Claire. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so Northern Wisconsin State Fair going on at Chippewa Falls a couple of days in. I'll be there tomorrow, noon to four. Any plans to head out to the fair this year?
You know, I hadn't really thought about heading out to the fair. I saw some of the pictures last night that Susan and Caleb had posted, which, you know, it looked like fun. I don't know. There was a band there last night called Hairball, which my assistant went and saw, and that looked like a lot of fun. I don't know yet whether we'll make it out to the fair or not. So I
didn't realize
a decent weekend.
I didn't realize that it was a band named Hairball last night. So
yeah, so they dressed up as classic rock bands, hair bands.
Okay,
and played different music. And so she said she's seen them 5 times, and last night was I think her 6th time. So yeah,
there you go. You received a nice compliment. We don't have to say from who, but somebody that you think highly of, and you shared it with me, and that had to just, you could live off of that for the next 10 years, I think.
It was really neat. I had sent one of my favorite authors, I had sent him a note yesterday saying, in order to avoid flooding Facebook with Parker Palmer quotes, I'm probably too late. I came across this one, which made me think of your writing. And what I shared was, because our culture tends to value action over contemplation, we often begin by choosing a life of activity that can become frantic, that exhausts and fragments our souls. And he said, so good. Keep posting these reflections. You've become one of my favorite people to follow on Facebook. So, yes, that was definitely life-giving to me. You know, I think the power of encouraging words is something we all need.
My response when you shared that, and they were like, wow, you've arrived. I mean, there you go.
Well, you know, I think it's again, somebody, well, I'll say who it was. It was Chuck DeGroat.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've followed his writing for a number of years, and his book, Wholeheartedness, really informs a lot of what I try to think about and so forth. So, you know, it was encouraging. And I think, again, as much as we can encourage other people, you know, I think that's one of your strengths is you are an amazing encourager. And you are very good at seeing the good in people and calling it out. So,
thanks. Yeah, I think there was a Larry Crabb, I'm just thinking of it now, Barry Pierman post. I wonder if I can find it in time. It was a Larry Crabb quote. Yeah, here it is. Okay, good. This is a Larry Crabb quote just this morning. Real encouragement occurs when words are spoken from a heart of love to another's recognized fear. So, and I think that's one possibility. Again, it's Larry Crabb. Yeah. I already heart emojied it. But, I mean, I thought, you know, when I... And it feels like it feels like a spiritual gift. I don't know. It's interesting. When I've looked in 1 Corinthians, I don't know that it specifically says encouragement, but I know for me it just feels like it's God-given, and it just flows into and through, and it's kind of the way I see things. But I think it's not always a fear. I mean, it's also, I think you just speak, and we all have this sense. I think I'm very familiar with the feeling of inadequacy or insecurity. And so I love being able to deposit that into others, you know, so to deposit that encouragement.
Right. You know, and I think each of us have the capacity to speak life words or death words, right? We can tear people down with our words or we can build them up.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone has that as a spiritual gift, if it is a spiritual gift, you have it.
Mm.
I think that's, something that I truly treasure and value about you.
Let's close with this. From the Celtic Christian tradition, my wife and I were at Savers briefly last night. She was looking a book on, I don't think she bought it, but it was about kind of the Celtic way, and you talk a lot about it. You post a lot about it. But this was a great quote yesterday. People grow when they are loved well. If you want to help others heal, love them without an agenda. I gave it a heart emoji. I didn't comment, but my comment would have been, nobody commented on it, I guess, but my comment would have been like, what else is there? I mean, otherwise, you know, you're just, finger pointing and condemning, or what's the alternative to that? So,
I think you're right. And I think that it's just a good reminder for us that God is all about love. And that's the life he has called us to as well.
Having said that, even as I'm convicted, even as I say that, I'm like, how do you practice that with your kids? It seems like the people closest to you, right? I mean, you kind of make exceptions to it. So, All right.
Just talking with someone about that yesterday. Yeah.
Breakfast tomorrow?
I'll be there.
All right. We'll see you then. Hey, let's say good morning to Susan.
Good morning. Good morning, Mark. Good morning, everybody.
Fresh off the fair.
I loved it. It was fantastic. I don't know where I've been all these years. I guess I've been going to the State Fair in Milwaukee.
Uh-huh.
Probably because of the cream puffs.
Yeah.
But I'm all about the Northern Wisconsin State Fair now. It was wonderful to connect with listeners and just see the sights, smells, sounds.
Any memorable foods you had?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to fit into a dress.
There you go. Yeah. Very good.
I enjoyed watching people eat food.
There you go. Absolutely. Well, kind of a rough morning so far. I got to say, personally, the coffee pot at home started to overflow a little bit.
Oh,
and
no.
Like, I thought I put the adequate amount of water. And so for some reason, so you hear the dripping on the floor. And I've just realized I left my phone there.
Oh, no.
But then I realized that you guys found a youngster at the fair who's going to apparently take my spot here on the show. So, I mean, it's just rough all around.
Julia. She was amazing. She's a listener, came by with her mom. And hey, Julia, how
she's
you doing?
She's probably up already because she said what? That when she doesn't need to be up for anything, that she's up early in the morning, up and at 'em. And when she does have an appointment or something she needs to be up for, that's when she sleeps in and has trouble getting up.
Exactly.
So she's probably up and at 'em this morning. And Julia, hello, it was great to meet you yesterday.
Yeah, and she's one of those go-getters. I thought she was going to say, I love sleeping in. She's taking classes like American Sign Language. She is the future. Listeners, do not worry about the future. We have Julia.
Julia's got it.
There you go. You guys took great pictures. I mean, just big.
That's Caleb. He's amazing.
Toothy smiles. I mean, are you guys promoting like one of the dental businesses or what?
Well, you know, the best smile we saw was on Inspector Eckler.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it now. Yeah, state trooper.
They raffled off bikes for kids.
Mm-hmm. Free raffle, too. Again, they're just giving them out for free every single day at 3 o'clock.
Right. And that was really cool. And we had one person we talked to who said what he liked about the fair was learning things. And he told us about the bees. And I thought, that is true. I'm so obsessed with like the rides and the food. But there is so much to learn in different exhibits.
Yeah.
And just to marvel at some of the handiwork of the 4-H building and all that.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
That was Bob. And Bob was there with his granddaughters. And I don't know for sure where Bob might have been age-wise, but I would, you know, say, you know, maybe, what, 60s or so?
Yeah.
And he went over to the National Guard, their chin-up station, and did 27 chin-ups.
Wow. Man is strong.
And I was like, were your grandkids impressed by that? He's like, no, they've seen it before.
Caleb said, how do you do that? He's like, I do chin-ups every day. He was waiting for that moment. So anyway, it was a great time. I encourage anybody to go. You don't need a ton of time. It's not a huge, unmanageable fair, but there is more than enough to spend, you know, hours.
I'm looking at 9 pictures you have in the top post at the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page, and I feel like I've been to the whole fair. I mean, you guys show me the rides, the bikes, it's the games.
Yep. That's your man on the ground, Caleb. He's got an eye.
Yes.
Again, just so many different things to do, to see, to eat, to learn, to explore. And, what a great time out at the fair.
You can go meet Paul and Betsy there today.
Right.
Zach and I will be there on Saturday, noon to 4. And the church at the fair is on Sunday. Come for that at 10 and then free admission to the fair.
Right. Yeah. And see Greg and Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Hamble and Bold Commoners are leading worship at church at the fair. Again, free admission for all for the rest of the day to the fair. So come enjoy the fair on Sunday again. And Don Beebe, former Green Bay Packers wide receiver and Super Bowl champ, is going to be there delivering the message as well. Well, it's 10 before 8 o'clock, 64 degrees here in the Wib Wake Up Show with Caleb, Mark, and Susan. Our Friday morning tradition is to help you get caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week, whether it be news, sports, politics, or pop culture. We bring it to you in condensed form because we know how busy you are. We call it headlines, and here we go.
We're going to the other side of the world. According to a study in India, nearly a quarter of the public bus drivers in New Delhi lack basic driving skills, and hundreds of them have vision problems.
And those were the good ones. The rest were fired and are now Uber drivers in New York.
Oh, no.
Billionaire Richard Branson will fly to space in his own rocket ship this weekend. Jeff Bezos goes up in about a week.
Not to be outdone, Bill Gates will push the envelope this weekend when he donates all of his sweater vests.
Medical experts are telling us to ignore the social media advice that you can unclog a stuffy nose by putting garlic up it.
Right. That's not how you get rid of a stuffy nose. It's how you get rid of friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Jeff Bezos is no longer in charge at Amazon.
But honestly, has he been since all the robots took over?
Probably not.
No. The Hubble Space Telescope is still not working.
Nice job, Windows 11.
TikTok went down for many users this last Tuesday.
I only know this because someone on Facebook posted a screenshot of a tweet about it.
And finally this morning, Mississippi is now ranked as America's least fit state.
So don't expect it to give itself a standing ovation anytime soon. Poor Mississippi.
I can relate, Mississippi.
I can spell you, at least.
Are pickles on your radar? They are trending big time. I first noticed this. Top Chef. I'm a huge fan of Top Chef. And the winning dishes all had something like, I put some pickled nasturtium seeds on this.
Really?
Anyway, pickling is really a big trend. People are adding vinegar to onions and putting those on their burgers. But the traditional cucumber pickle has been found to have a number of health benefits. It's why some sports drinks are made with pickles. They contain electrolytes and potassium that can help relieve muscle cramps. They're rich in probiotics, healthy live bacteria, and yeast, which aids in gut health and digestion, too. And they make for an effective cure
for other things, too. Yeah,
other kinds of things.
And that's it. I've seen, again, some professional athletes in the heat of summer when they're training, they drink pickle juice. It's
I know.
That seems weird and odd.
I thought they were just trying to show how tough they were.
Replenishing some of those electrolytes. Another reason to add more pickles to your diet, Susan.
Oh, well, they can fight cavities.
No way. So you're brushing your teeth with a dill? Baby dill?
Well, here's what it says. A study found that the probiotics in pickles and other fermented vegetables, like on Top Chef, can prevent tooth decay and thwart the oral bacteria that causes cavities. The study was done in China on rats and humans on the efficacy of fighting cavities with pickles. That the studies still need to be done, but the results of the rat study are encouraging.
Imagine the marketing campaign for that. Pickles, if it worked for rats, it'll work for you. Also, I feel like sometimes those studies over there in that particular country may have gone awry a little bit.
A little bit.
In late 2019. But anyway.
Well, pickles on burgers, yes or no?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too. I love that tangy crunch. And
I like pickles on sandwiches as well, as often as I can. Pickles, pickles, pickles. But yeah. I'm not a sweet pickle guy.
No.
Gotta stay with the dills.
Right. Bread and butter is as sweet as I'll go. And even then, it'll be rarely.
And I grew up on homemade dill pickles as well, too.
Did?
Yeah. One of the many things my mom grew in her garden.
Sarah.
So again, the cucumbers, so you can have the sliced. But my favorite was always the baby dills. So,
is there anything she can't do?
I'm not sure that there is. And is there anything pickles can't do if they can help fight cavities? Good news there.
Yay.
All right, it's the Whip Wake Up Show, best of the week here at 11 in front of 9 o'clock. And keep in mind now, my talented co-hosts were not with us on the 5th of July. And then also, we had some technical difficulties, so we lost whatever audio from Tuesday. So with that in mind, here is the 3-minute best of the week.
There's an organization I've been involved with for a number of years. I think I first went in 2016. It's called Cross Ministry Group, and they hold an event twice a year in Kentucky called Men at the Cross.
Is it really about the spiritual content, or is it really about the massive amounts of cheese you eat during the whole drive down and back? That's the reason you go.
Well, you know, that's an essential question, you know, because I actually asked the director who emailed Brad and me yesterday and said, is the reason you want us to come because we bring so much cheese along? And
why do you make every song sad? Your sound is so trash, your voice is very bad, bad, very, very bad, very, 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 very bad.
It's a peaceful midnight and I've drifted off to sleep. Everyone's in bed, or so I thought. But then when I hear explosions echo somewhere down the street. A jolt awake, did someone just get shot? I run up to my window, and there before my eyes, red and white and blue eruptions lighting up the skies. Every night, they go pop, 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 it's those fireworks again. They won't stop, 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 and I cannot comprehend how my neighbors can keep launching them until dawn's early light. There's no end. Sight. I would feel bad for my neighbors if I did this to them. You can't sing.
Calling all heroines looking for their Duke. Peacock is giving the chance to do just that. Find your Mr. Darcy. There's a new Pride and Prejudice-inspired series. The reality dating show will have an original format, drawing inspiration from Jane Austen's novel Pride and Prejudice. A group of men will try to win over their heroine and her court in a Regency-style competition while staying in a castle on the countryside. I love that.
So how true to Pride and Prejudice is this? Because she couldn't stand him at the beginning.
Couldn't stand Mr. Darcy.
So do you bring in guys who've like really, really annoyed you before? And it's like, let's see if this will work out.
Subscribe.
There you go. The best of the week. Thank you, Halvo.
So good. Thank you, Halvo.
Very musical today.